listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. I'm going to get through this, and I'm not going to preach all the scriptures. I like how the NIV says it. How many got your Bibles? We ain't at the movies now. Y'all ought to have your Bibles. Amen. See, we live in a day now, but neither they got preachers on screens now. I ain't against it, but I ain't for it either. I mean, preachers on screen. You come together with the one. You assemble together, and the preacher is somewhere else on the screen. Man, I said as soon as I get out of here, I ain't coming back here. Because I have to ask, do you value the way God established the church? He called pastors and apostles and prophets, evangelists and teachers, not a group of people get together, give offering, and watch on the screen. What kind of nonsense is that? I tell you what it is, it's the millennial age. So everything now is done with business principles, efficiency. Get them in like cattle, get them out like cattle. Maybe some connection, maybe not. When I went to the church, I'll never forget, I knew that person who stood on the stage wasn't a pastor. I knew it. Old movie, anybody remember Superman? The old one, not the new one. Superman, when he had to fight them three, Zod and the lady and the dude. Remember that? Remember when the president, this is an old movie now, this is from the 80s, I think. Remember when the president, the dude came up like he was the president? Zod looked at him and said, "You're not the president." He said, "A man who's leading a nation like this wouldn't kneel so quickly." That's a level of authority that God gives a leader. Not only does it come from the anointing that's on their life, but it comes from the time they spent doing the work he gave them to do. And you can see it on them. So I knew this man, he not the pastor. Then lo and behold, after we took up the offering or whatever, the screen came up. And the pastor was preaching. Now, he preached hard, but I said, I could have stayed at home and done this. Y'all in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, my point was this, not the movies. You ought to have your Bible. The NIV says Adam made love to his wife. You know what they sold us on now? They sold us on the term sex. And sex is broad. Sex is normally something we see as carnal. Well, we don't see it as carnal, but it can end up being carnal. But when you say made love, what they're saying is it's not just about the physical. I'm with this person forever. Their emotions, their mind, and not just their body. Because today we sold it on the body. Short skirt, cleavage out, here I am. Well, I don't know all of you yet. All I know is the package you showed me. Or same thing with a man. Tight shirt, muscles out, what? Beefcake. You don't know beefcake gonna beat the mess out you. And you got beefcake. Because when you talk about making love, you're talking about, one, I'm going to be with you forever. Two, I love everything about you. And listen, it take time. It take time. And even if you don't, that's the goal. You're not loving for sex. You loving to love that person. Submitted to God. And then loving the one you with. That keeps the family from being destroyed. When there's commitment there, I can't run out when it get tough. Amen. Just because some woman talks sweet, now, women talk sweet too now, but see, more or less, the women ain't talking sweet like the men. The homosexual men, they normally talking sweet to you because they got that spirit on them. It's a perverted spirit. But the women will bulldog you. You don't need him. Girl, come on over here with me. So you now you got Justine and intimidated Sherry, and she manhandling them. as if she was a man. And that's a violent spirit. A real strong homosexual, they'll fight you faster than a dude will. I used to work with them too. You know what I did? I opened the door for them. I complimented them. I wouldn't acknowledge that they was acting like a man. And I never had no problems out of it. Other people did. I ain't had no problems out of it because I treated them like a woman. Because that's all they need. They didn't have a father to love on them. They didn't have nobody to share with them who they are. So they went the other way. Or maybe what was highlighted from the mama, she cussed at him and talking crazy to him. So she trying to make a man out of him and they're a woman. Or the father was absent and they didn't find their identity. So now they feel like they're a man. If God created you a woman, you're a woman. Be the best woman you can be. Don't try to go over to the other gender. The devil is a lie. You may have never heard this before, but you hear it today. But see, all that's out there now. It's out there. It's wild, wild west now, baby. Not in the riddle. Thank God for the riddle. A little bit may slide in here. But you go to some of these bigger cities and you'll see it's normal. It's normal. You know how they get shows get ratings? Shows get popular because they're showing what's going on in the real world, what people are already doing. See, if they thought we didn't like it, they wouldn't play it. That's why it's so important for Christians to stand up for certain things and say, no, we don't like that. Do you notice after the Passion of the Christ came out, all kind of spiritual and religious movies start coming out? Now, they put all kind of crazy twists on it, like Noah and the Ark had some old crazy thing that wasn't even biblical. But they had religious movies because it was making money. So the world will give you what you want and make some money off of it. So they track trends. So you have to understand that. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. So we see here that Adam made love to Eve and produced Cain. Adam didn't make love to Steve and produce Cain. It wouldn't happen. You need two opposing private parts to produce that. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Praise the Lord. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 through 11. Can I have 10 more minutes? Three people. I'm going to take them anyway. We got food in the back. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 through 11. In order to build a strong family, it begins with knowing Christ as Savior. Christ is the foundation. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it, but each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. In order to have a strong family, the mother and the father must come together, first of all, as Christians. How many know you have to be a Christian and choose a Christian mate? Not somebody that's just saying I'm a Christian, but somebody you can track their lifestyle. They know who their pastor is, their pastor know them. They go into church on Sunday, hopefully during the week too. They are tithe, they're offering giver. They're not cursing and drinking. In other words, see, sometimes we get mad. We like to overlook stuff for the sake of what we call love. I love them, so it's going to get better. You need to wait till the Lord make it get better. Amen. Are you going to be in some trouble? Then you're going to be asking for help. But God was trying to give you help in the beginning. His help was choose somebody that has chose Christ first. And if they chose Christ first, that's going to be some signs. So starting with a strong family is we must know Christ. Now, once we know Christ, we have to raise our children up to know Christ. Bring them up going to the house of God. Listen, church should be non-negotiable. The government don't give you a choice to go to school. If you say ain't going to school, you go homeschool them, you're going to do something, they're going to get schooling. We should have no choice about church. As for me in my house, two people knew that. Joshua said, we gonna serve the Lord. Amen. And I can be guilty too. Don't get me wrong, you guilty. Sometimes them kids get the whining and dad, and we go to listening and giving in. Amen. Some things you give on, but some things you don't budge on. By the grace of God, I can't say, I can think of a Sunday that my kids have missed church in all their life. And I'm not saying that's going to keep them, but I done my part. Y'all won't let them miss a meal. It's quiet. Building strong families consists of growing in Christ together. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 7. We getting through these. In fact, Mr. Wells, I'm going to give you a microphone. You can hit these faster than me. We can get these people out of here. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 7.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road.
So we don't come to church and have church, then go home and act some different. We don't come to church and have church, but then go home and we manipulate and cuss and do all kind of things. Talking about, baby, the Lord will forgive us. You're not building nothing. Well, the foundation we lay here must be built at home. If it's not built at home, then your coming here was just hypocrisy. Amen. There's some stuff we get. This NyQuil tonight. We can go to sleep on this. Amen. Have to grow in it. Because, see, some of us don't know we have a disease called religion. The religion disease says, you know, I know what to say, when to say, I know the scripture, but my lifestyle don't line up. See, when it's a relationship, you constantly working on it. It's a love relationship you're working on. 2 Peter 1, no, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 7. I'm going to try to get through this. Amen. I'm moving fast. Building strong families consists of living in God's love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 7. Building strong families consists of living in God's love. Number one, they consist of knowing Christ as Savior. Number two, we have to grow in Christ together. Number three, we have to live in God's love. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Read, please.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
Amen. Let us stand. What that means is there'll be a part two. No need trying to feed us all that.
You're listening to Pastor Hilton Wells, pastor of Rivers of Living Water Church. If this message has been a blessing to you, we invite you to join us at one of our two locations, Thursday at 6:30 p.m. and Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Visit us at our 1711 Monroe Street, Alexandria location, or on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Visit us at our 727 North Texas Street location in DeRidder, Louisiana. If you would like to make Jesus the Savior of your life today, pray this prayer with me. Father, I repent of all my sins. I believe Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I believe he